Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It's the Afternoon Show. This is appeasing to Spike asking for sure.
That's not what it was.
Well, no, I'm actually being sarcastic. He's not a Bruceman.
I hate Bruce. I don't get Bruce. He would be number one on my doesn't get it list.
It's a great song, though. It's the best Bruce song. Right? No?
I like Glory Days.
I was going to say, I'm going back to Glory Days. And what's the other one?
Dancing in the Dark,
yeah.
Zach Bryan brought out Bruce Springsteen at the Barclays Center last night. Very, very sad. Would have loved to have been there. One day. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, or baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, chickiesandpete's.com. The Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. Spike, Keith Pompey reported this morning that the belief around the Sixers is the Clippers are unwilling to meet Paul George's expectations for his next contract. The Sixers are closely monitoring the situation, hoping the Clippers let George slip away. Do you think the Sixers are being used here, or how do you kind of read the Paul George situation?
It's hard to tell. I would say that I thought they were being used if there hadn't been so many Paul George whispers for the last year. The problem's going to be, the Sixers have to overpay him, obviously. They're going to have to give him the 4 years, $200 million, even though he's going to be 34 years old, all that. I just can't imagine the Clippers going into that new arena and not re-signing him. It's just so strange to spend all that money on all that stuff and then just letting him walk and then basing the entire team around James Harden and Kawhi. I don't know. I want to be confident about it, and I think there'll be a player for him. But I just ultimately I have a hard time believing the Clippers are just going to let him walk.
So the Sixers have an interest in him versus Paul George having interest in the Sixers. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Because like you're saying, does Paul George want to stay there? Does he want to? Is he getting inclinations that he's going to have to continue to play with Harden and Kawhi Leonard? And he's figuring, you know what? Not enough balls to go around. I just wonder. I wonder, because he didn't do the extension, so I'm wondering what his angle is for not signing the extension and knowing that the Clippers can give him the most money, right?
I don't think they offered him the extension.
Oh, okay. I thought they did. Okay.
No, I think if they had offered him an extension, he would have signed the extension. He wants to live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I think that the other thing to remember here, unless they end up, I'm sure he could do a sign and trade or something to go somewhere else, is there's not a lot of teams with cap room this summer. So the Sixers will have, $60 million or whatever it is. And then you're looking at the Spurs, the Jazz, the Pistons, the Thunder. So I think he liked playing for the Thunder when he was there, but I don't think that's where he goes. So I don't know.
It's a good team. Can he fit out there with SGA? It's a good team.
Yeah, I think they'd be good. Does he want to go back to Oklahoma City? I don't know. So I think Again, I think their offer is going to have to be far and away the best offer. I think if the Clippers are offering the same thing, he goes to L.A. I wouldn't worry about Detroit or Utah or the Spurs or anything.
No. Right. Yeah. Right.
I guess, if it's not Paul George, what's the plan then?
Well, I got Clay on my list. Well, there's a lot of old players on my list. I got to be honest with you.
We're starting I think Buzz called the nursing home.
Yeah, there's a lot of old players on my free agent list here, man. So there's not much available.
And I don't even know if there's a trade out there.
Is there a disgruntled player out there somewhere?
Can't Anthony Edwards be miserable? I want them to go get Anthony Edwards. But if it's not Paul George, is it one of those guys, or is it save the picks and money?
If it's not Paul George, I really don't know what's going to happen. But
awesome.
Here's the thing to always keep in mind is that every year you go into the year thinking the only available person is this guy or that guy. But then somebody fails in the playoffs, and then someone else becomes available. So I don't think the person that we're thinking about, or the person that they end up with, the player they end up with, has to be somebody who we're thinking about specifically right this second. I just think someone could. By the way, if it fails in Phoenix,
okay,
is Durant available?
Ooh, okay.
Now we're talking.
Okay. You know, I don't think that's impossible that happens. Now,
plus he's a part union owner, so he can get back to his hometown.
He is a part owner of the union. So I just think that the reality is that we to really get a handle on who's going to be available, free agents aside, because the free agent list isn't that impressive. I just think we have to wait for the playoffs to play out and see what happens. And by the way, you know, Paul George is good now. He's not the same Paul George he was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need a player that level. I don't think you don't need another top five level player. You need a top 20 or 25 level player.
Well, you need someone that can make Maxi the three.
Or be a strong three.
Right.
You don't see Jack doesn't view Tyrese Maxey as a
well. This Embiid stretch has definitely made me sour on Tyrese.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you in that I think people overrated him a little bit. But the truth is that it doesn't matter what he's like without Embiid, because Embiid's on the team if they're going to win a championship. So what matters to me is how good he is when Embiid is on the team, and when Embiid is on the team, he's awesome. So. Can he carry a team? Is he a top five player? No. He's more like a top 25 or 30 player. But when he's with Embiid, he's really, really good. You know, I think that's what matters. The reality is that there's not any 6 foot guards but very, very few 6 foot guards in the history of the NBA who have been that level of superstar that can just drag your team to where they need to go. So,
totally.
But I think he's really, really good with Joel.
He's a good player.
Is there any way, real quick, this will be my last one on this, is there any way OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, leaves the situations that they're in willingly? I know those teams can offer them more money, but is there any way that they are Nick Nurse guys and they would come here, one of those two guys?
Well, it's hard to say with the Nick Nurse thing because there was some frustration, you know.
Right. I didn't know what that was like. Yeah, with him and those players.
But I think Anunoby, I would be surprised given the, you know, he's, I don't want to get too deep into it, but he's represented by CAA and that is a Leon Rose Knicks thing. I would be surprised if Anunoby leaves. Now, if the Knicks get a chance to sign somebody above Anunoby, like better than Anunoby, maybe they're able to do it, but I think he stays. I think Siakam is an interesting question. I think he could be available.
I know Indiana gave up a ton to get him. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he would basically have to walk away from Indiana.
Yeah, he'd have to walk away. They would have to sign him as free.
Now, there is a max player that's coming off a max that is available and would be available.
Yeah, he's old as dirt.
Tobias?
No.
Tobias Harris. Raising Morristown. What's happening, Ray? Ray.
No, Ray.
Oh, Ray. Jim in Belmar. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, happy Thursday. How's everybody?
What's up, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to chime in on the Phillies. And I don't really put a lot of blame on the players on this case. But if you look outside the window, there's no rain. You know, as a matter of fact, I see, like, girls out on a soccer field playing. And I'm thinking the Major League Baseball can't get together on this. Like, they have to call it before it happens. You know what I mean? I mean, we've reached that stage already where you can, like, call the ball game at 4 o'clock after it's been raining for, like, an hour straight.
Yeah, I mean, they probably could have got a ball game in today. But, like, at the same time.
Absolutely, they could have.
But it's going to be nice tomorrow, Jim. It's going to be nicer tomorrow.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I would have liked to enjoy a game today.
We had a great show today, though, Jim.
We had a great show. Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, right about this time, we're wrapping up the Phillies game, they're winning over the Atlanta Braves, and you have an awesome show.
I see your point. Well, how do you feel about the team this year, though? Are you ready to go on the record?
Okay, I'll go on the record. I do think that they make the playoffs. I do.
That's big.
I have two concerns. Number one, they're going to keep Rojas the entire season. If he's a mess after 2 months, I'd send him down, but they probably won't. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, the good part about the Rojas situation is that if it gets so bad where his hitting is, like, outweighing how great he is defensively, at least they have reinforced – like, they could put Marsh there and Witt in left field. Like, they do have some hedging ability there with Rojas.
They absolutely do. And I mean, I'm content to stay with him for a trial period. If it goes for, like, more than 2 months and he's got a 100 batting average and they don't do anything, I'm thinking, why aren't you doing something? You have the back. But more to the point, and this is the important one. So the thing that really irritated me about last year, which I loved last year, but sometimes, and I love Topper a lot, I love the way that the players play for him, and I love his organizational thinking. Mm-hmm. But one thing that really alarms me about him is he'll have his matchups, like, in the later innings, in 6th and 7th and 8th and so forth like that. And I'm just going to give you, for example, say Sir Anthony Dominguez goes in there in the 7th inning, pitches 10 pitches, strikes out the entire side, and he's done. Topper usually goes to who he thinks should be in the 8th inning instead of staying with Dominguez, who has, like, thermonuclear arms. You know what I'm saying? And he did this a lot last year, where he thought, okay, this part of the lineup requires this pitcher, kind of a thing, and he blocks himself in, and he doesn't need to.
Yeah, so I appreciate the call, Jim. Sometimes he does get a little too by the book with the bullpen, but at the same time, like, they've had really good bullpen numbers the last 2 years under him. But a perfect example of that is the World Series Game 6, where he brings an Alvarado to face to face Yordan Alvarez, and Alvarez was crushing lefties. So, like, at some points, sometimes he gets a little too locked in on that stuff, and that could be part of the growing process for Topper this year, like, when we get into the postseason.
Growing process?
Well, it's only second-year manager.
He's like 60.
The guy's been
He's
in baseball for 30
for a year
years.
And a half. You got to make adjustments as we go along here. That's what I'm talking about. You know, last year, he's very loyal to Alec Bohm. He rewarded him in Game 7.
Yep.
The year before, he's
loyal. Well, the loyalty is where he gets himself in trouble.
He does get himself in trouble.
Yes.
So,
but that's his strength as well, though.
Yeah, I know. It's balancing act.
Yeah.
Listen, as my quarterback says, you either win or you learn. And
wow.
Maybe, and Topper is I think he's still in the learning process. We'll see. Let's get to the text line brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge, online, mthollynissan.com. Text line.
We need a celebrity boxing match where Ike takes on both Jack and Spike. Ike will still win handedly.
Yeah,
Jacob in San Francisco.
No doubt about it.
Not even, wouldn't even be close. Wouldn't even last a minute.
I'm going to tie one of my hands behind my back.
Wouldn't even last a minute, huh?
All right.
I'd say at least five. At least five minutes.
5 minutes? Do you not understand how long 5 minutes is?
No. So, so here's the strategy, Spike. I'll sprint right at him.
I like this.
And then you come in over the top. You know what
no,
I mean?
Like, here's what we do.
One of those little fists of yours and throw another punch like you did to the
okay,
guy at the bar.
Little fist. What are we doing here?
Well, listen.
Well, you did say you reared back and hit him as hard as you could and it didn't do anything.
Well, I was in way worse shape at the time. Now I'm fit.
You just got a hip replacement.
This is what we do. We old school wrestling move. I will lay down behind Ike. You push him.
I used to love that move, man.
That veteran move. We'll plan it out. What's next?
Jack and Jill, the worst Adam Sandler movie ever. Jeff and Sewell.
Awful. So Jill and I obviously went to see it in the movie.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah. The worst movie I think I've ever seen.
I don't even think I've seen that.
Did you see
that one, Spike?
I didn't see that one. There's like a whole group of Adam Sandler movies, and I like the core ones, but there have been the 50 of them over the last 5 years that I have not seen.
Yeah, you would have to be stoned to love Jack and Jill. Like, it was that bad of a movie. And
I don't even remember it.
Yeah, he plays both Jack and Jill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But the whole, speaking of you and Jill, the whole Jack and Jill thing with you two is such a fraudulent thing because your name is John.
Why don't you take your little hip and shove it, pal?
Oh, right? No, we can't get the ice cream truck at our wedding because there's no John and Jill ice cream truck.
That was a good idea. I was trying to turn that into a sponsorship. I thought it was a marketing opportunity. Gosh, you Eskins, man. What's next?
Jack, are you rooting for the Phillies to lose their first game just like you did with the Eagles, or do you have double standards? Nick in Delaware.
You know the funniest part about that? No one's forgotten that take.
No. We don't forget anything around here.
Like, I got that tweeted at me probably once. Well,
do you? Would you want them to lose the first series?
The Phillies?
Yes.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah, the Eagles are coming off a Super Bowl. I was trying to get rid of the Super Bowl hangover. Do you think the Eagles season would have gone differently?
Had they lost
week one?
No, I don't.
Well, the good part is they essentially did lose week one. I mean, they made Mac Jones throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
So we should have known about the defense.
Early,
it's gonna be, and Jalen fumbled late in the game. So
it all happened in that first game. What the season was gonna be like?
Remember the first quarter? They came out like unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was like 10-0, I think.
Yeah, and pick six. Pick slate.
Or was it a fumble recovery?
No, it was a pick six.
Yeah, they dominated. It became way too close. What's next?
We don't claim Cowboy Jim. Every Rangers fan in Texas.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, he's not a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
I think he's a Phillies fan.
Eh, I just think he's a Cowboy fan.
I think he's just a troll.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. He's a great stewardess. What's next?
You can't be part of the family, Chuck. Bryce at the ballpark.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Text line. That was insane.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.